It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
You know, David, it seems a lot of people struggle with rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, and just having general sensitive skin. As the amazing chemist that you are, tell us a little bit about each of these and what you recommend for folks, because I know it can be a real bother.
I got to tell you, I'm one person that has the problem, and for a long time I had to use a cortisone to keep it under control, and in different times of my life I've had to use it daily, and hydrocortisone is not something, a steroid is not something you want to put on topically daily, because as you know, a lot of chemicals can be absorbed. So I had to find a way to put it under control. And I've worked with so many things in the lab, but I'm going to tell you the first thing you need to do is start figuring out what are your triggers? What causes it to flare up? Because it's not the same every day. I have different times a year. So, I mean, do you ever have these problems?
No, I don't. But when you said you have these, do you have rosacea and psoriasis and eczema, or did you have one more than the other?
No, more psoriasis than rosacea, but in the two, and they're very similar. And same with the causes and the cure. So they're different types, but there are some differences. But reality, at the end of the day, is we're trying to help soothe the skin and minimize whatever's triggered it. So the first thing I've discovered is certain foods can cause an allergic reaction or cause an irritation. So with me, it wasn't as much foods, but I know with some of my friends and other people I've met suffering from the same thing, dust mites is a big one. Now, I had an allergy to dust mites, and so the dust mites, well, you'd like to think in your home you keep it dust-free and clean, that you go places all over with some dust, and those dust mites can cause allergic reactions. The other are harsh chemicals and solvents, and these are chemicals you're going to find in body washes, perfumes, your fragranced lotions. They're all considered harsh chemicals, and so a lot of people have allergic reaction, or it can cause flare-ups. Another one that's going to surprise you is extreme temperature. And while that sounds funny, obviously we can't control the weather. But what we can control is the conditions for us. So for me, I stay more indoors. If I'm going outside, I want to stay in the shade. Or when I take a shower, I want to keep the water warm, but not super, super piping hot. So extreme changes. If I jump into a hot tub for a while and then get out and go into an air-conditioned house, those extreme temperature changes are going to have an effect on my skin. The other thing is fabrics. And we just talked about it in another segment, but fabrics, wool and synthetics are often very harsh on the skin and can irritate the skin. So you want to use softer ones like cotton. And the other trigger is stress. And that sounds funny, but stress causes a lot of skin problems. And we go on and on, just a whole segment just on stress. But stress will help trigger the psoriasis. So for me, I found the stress and the dust mites were probably the most harshest. I was able to get control what harsh chemicals are in my life. But the others were very difficult for me. Well, stress I'm learning to deal with. But
oh, good. Well, that is very important. Now, one thing that you've mentioned several times, which I think is key on other shows, is that the word fragrance, you see that on a package, you want to be careful, right? Because that can have some harsh chemicals without really talking about them on the package, correct?
You do. In this case, I'm saying you could have an allergic reaction to it, and it may not be an allergy like you're thinking of, but your skin can have a reaction to it. And so it may not just be the smell. Before I buy a cologne, I either get a sample from the store and try it for a few days, or I refuse to buy it because I have to see how my body's going to react. And you are correct. It's not necessarily the smell you think of. Geez, I smell a vanilla or a rose. It's how they derived it. So often a fragrance is a hidden recipe. It can have up to 300 different chemicals, including many, many of the solvents we sit here and talk about avoiding, like the PEGs and the glycols. These are all things that can irritate the skin, and they're hidden under the word fragrance. So anything with fragrance, I don't use at all because I know the dangers of it. And I look for things fragranted with natural extracts or essential oils or fragrance-free. I mean, I won't tell you I don't use a cologne, that I do. But at least I don't have it in 16 different products that I'm layering on myself today. I have a nice cologne I put at the end, so why do I have to have all these different smells that truly I don't want mixing anyway? So I avoid the harsh chemicals in that sense.
Now, what is the difference between psoriasis and rosacea?
I knew you'd ask. There's eczema, psoriasis, and rosacea. And to be honest, there are differences. One of them will cover the entire body. Some covers just the face. And often I'm diagnosed with one or the other because I think the symptoms of them are very similar. So I think people often get them very confused. And so, you know, at the end of the day, the symptoms are very similar and how to treat them are very similar. And that's really what I want to talk about for a minute. We've talked about some of the triggers, but what can I do now that I have it, or a flare-up. And I think one of the things people try and do is conceal it. And I think that here's a trick that women can do more so than us guys. And well, you know, I do some camera work. So when we do, the makeup artist, we have to make sure is aware of colors. But did you know there are different color cover-up? They come in yellow. They come in peach. They come in green. Do you know which one would be the right one for somebody with a flare-up of rosacea or psoriasis?
I want to say green just because it sounds like not the right answer. So it's one of those trick questions.
It is a trick question because you got it. A pale green color is actually going to neutralize the redness, because that's what it is, the redness in the skin, and that pale green will neutralize it, and then just follow with a little bit of a flush tone of your foundation. But by putting that underneath, you're going to help neutralize the appearance of it. And so the other thing I'll talk about is use products that, again, we just mentioned that are fragrance-free because they're irritants. When using sunscreens, I suggest using them with physical blocks like a zinc or titanium dioxide. I don't like the chemical sunblocks because they can be extremely irritating, especially somebody like myself who suffers from psoriasis and rosacea. I'll give you some other surprise tips we can talk about. Is don't soak on the in the tub for a long period of time. A lot of people think, geez, your skin's irritated, let me help moisturize the skin and hydrate the skin by soaking in the tub. And actually, that will help irritate the skin more. What you want to do is soak in the tub or shower for only 5 to 10 minutes at a time and use warm water, not hot. Because remember, early in the segment here, we talked about not having extreme temperatures in our lives. So jumping into a hot tub or hot shower is just doing that. So you want to use warm temperatures. It can be a nice warm shower, but doesn't have to be steaming hot, especially when you're having problems with a flare-up. The other thing when taking a bath is use mild body washes, again, avoiding the fragrance and all, but don't use a harsh soap that has a high pH. I don't like bars of soap. Use a liquid body wash and something that's more moisturizing to the skin. And so these are some things that, you know, actually can benefit everybody's skin, not just those suffering from flare-ups and psoriasis and rosacea and eczema.
Now, what about foods? Are there certain foods? I would think spicy foods. Could that aggravate it?
You know, there are certain foods that will. You're exactly right. Spicy foods will. I'll tell you the other thing that's always helped me is when I start taking supplements with the omegas in it, the essential fatty acids, the nutrients in the omega-3s and the omega-6s actually will help solve and calm the skin and help counteract it. So using those in my diet, which now you could even, without using supplements, you could do it through salmon and some of the cold fish that you and I've talked about, salmon, tuna, things like that. I also use a little bit of the oils as my salad dressing. And so I like the oil and vinegar, but I'm now incorporating it into my diet. Another one is washing your clothes. You know, I mentioned fabrics earlier, but let me tell you, most of us want our clothes smelling nice. And so you use a detergent that's either a harsh detergent with heavy fragrances. I buy a detergent that's fragrance-free and designed for sensitive skin. So I have no synthetic dyes in it, no fragrance in it. If you want your clothes to smell nice, first of all, you're going to apply a cologne, and your body's going to smell nice anyway. If you want to dress up your clothes, as Allie just shared with us in another segment, even the dryer sheets will do it. Well, they have other benefit in the summer of fighting mosquitoes. You don't need all these harsh detergents to sit in your clothes that are going to rub against you throughout the day.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, there's some wonderful ones. If you go to a health food store or somewhere like Whole Foods, you can get amazing laundry detergent that uses essential oils, and they smell amazing. And it's a much lighter scent, and it's a much more natural scent. And I find it that it doesn't irritate. So that's, if you do want a little bit of a scent, you mentioned essential oils earlier. Now let's talk about your Pure Attitude line. I know that you have a wonderful moisturizer. Would that be helpful?
Thank you. I don't mean to turn it into a commercial, and I get embarrassed every time you mention it. But I'm proud of it on the other side because we get so many thank you letters, and so it is naturally derived to match the skin, so it'll absorb in and help deliver hydration all day long. So our Fountain of Youth has been the biggest thing to get it under control, and our Hydro Drench Gel Cream. And so good skincare can definitely play an important role of having moisturized skin and minimizing the damage. Visit the website pureattitude.com. This is your personal beauty expert, David Pollack, with my co-host, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. I thank you for joining us. Stay beautiful.